Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we consider spiritual warfare. Heavenly Father, Your Word is very clear about the fact that there is spiritual warfare that has taken place throughout history. Even now, Lord, as we invest this hour in Your presence, a spiritual battle is taking place. We love You, Lord, and we want to obey Your Word and in the power of Your Spirit to stand up for what is right. Lord, You know there's a constant battle, and many times the things that we want to do are the things that we don't. And like Paul said, and the things that we don't want to do are the things that we do. Father, we know that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in heavenly places. During this call to worship, it's our prayer, Lord, that You will help us to see the effect of this warfare around us and that it touches our lives. It's important that we understand what it is, the forms it takes, and how to recognize it, and how we should respond to those spiritual facts of life. Thank you, Father, that you give us the victory through our faith. Help us to be faithful to you.
Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
say the blood is useless. They say that in this modern day, love is all you need. I've never seen a love more tried and tested than the love that came streaming down the cross of Calvary. Sins were washed away when I stepped in the cleansing flood. When I'm needing victory over Satan, I just stand my ground and look at him and I claim the blood.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we look at spiritual warfare today. And special thanks to those of you who have written to us or have sent a message to us directly from our website. It's a blessing to hear how this program is being used of God in your lives. Many have stopped by our Facebook page and left comments there. Thank you. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. You'll also find a playlist for all of the songs that you hear on our programs, as well as other information about this ministry. That address again is calltoworship.us.
Left and right, but even winners can get Deep inside this summer. to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you.
Esperanza por no, ya sin paz, o de tanto esperar, ya perdiendo tu canción estás. Puedes creer que su mano está en ti, seguro estás, nunca te ha de abandonar, eres su gozo y su gran tesoro aquí.
Su gran tesoro aquí.
This is your call to worship.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah, in majesty.
Jesus, you're my King. Your life frees me to sing. I will praise you all my days, perfect in all your ways. Lead on, O King Eternal.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
Want to see your kingdom come.
The Bible is very clear about the fact that there is spiritual warfare taking place. And we can see that effect all around us, and at times, touching our lives. It's important that we understand what it is, the forms it takes, how to recognize it, and how we should respond to that information. The account of David and Goliath, symbolic example of spiritual warfare. Let's take a look at that. Found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across to the Israelites. "Why are you all coming out to fight?" he called. "I'm the Philistine champion, but you are only the servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down here and fight me. If he kills me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill him, you will be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel today. Send me a man who will fight me." When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. Now, David was the son of a man named Jesse. David was the youngest son. One day, Jesse said to David, "Take this basket of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to your brothers. See how your brothers are getting along and bring back a report on how they're doing." David arrived at the camp just as the Israelite army was leaving for the battlefield with shouts and battle cries. Soon the Israelite and Philistine armies stood facing each other, army against army. David left his things with the keeper of supplies and hurried out to the ranks to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, came out from the Philistine ranks. Then David heard him shout his usual taunt to the army of Israel. As soon as the Israelite army saw him, they began to run away in fright. David asked the soldiers standing nearby, "What will a man get for killing this Philistine and ending his defiance of Israel? Who is this pagan Philistine anyway, that he's allowed to defy the armies of the living God?" David's question was reported to Saul, and the king sent for him. "Don't worry about this Philistine," David said to Saul. "I'll go fight him." "Don't be ridiculous," Saul replied. "There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy, and he's been a man of war since his youth. But David persisted. "I've been taking care of my father's sheep and goats," he said. "When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I've done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." Saul finally consented. "All right, go ahead," he said, "and may the Lord be with you." Then Saul gave David his own armor, a bronze helmet and a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it, and took a step or two to see what it was like, for he had never worn such things before. "I can't go in these," he protested to Saul. "I'm not used to them." So David took them off again. He picked up 5 smooth stones from a stream and put them into his shepherd's bag. Then, armed only with his shepherd's staff and sling, he started across the valley to fight the Philistine. Goliath walked out toward David with his shield-bearer ahead of him, sneering in contempt at this ruddy-faced boy. "Am I a dog," he roared at David, "that you come at me with a stick?" And he cursed David by the names of his gods. "Come over here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals," Goliath yelled. David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. Then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. Reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Folks, here's an important note. When you see victory in your life, and you will, stay humble. It's worth noting that King David wrote no psalm celebrating his victory over Goliath, but he did write a psalm of penitence confessing his sin with Bathsheba. Folks, always be humble. Much of what we experience is spiritual warfare. In Ephesians chapter 2, "You used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God." And then later, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, "God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places." And later in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17, Paul gives a final word. "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you'll still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." And in Colossians chapter 1, "For he," God, "has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom with his blood and forgave our sins. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. And in 1 John chapter 4, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard, and that it should come. And even now already is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 Corinthians 16. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Isaiah 59. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. In Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And finally, in 1 John 5, verse 4, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. That is the absolute greatest victory during spiritual warfare, faith that leads to salvation, victory in Jesus Christ.
Redemption story and some sweet day I've seen. just the same, you know. For Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he will do for you what he did for them. I've got the victory. My God will fight for me. Stand still and you will see the victory.
Victory.
I serve the mighty one. And when the battle's done, I know he'll overcome. And you
Our call to worship today has focused on spiritual warfare. I'm happy that you joined us and pray this program has been helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
The living one. darkness comes in like a flood.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood.
The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory. The battle belongs to the Lord.
Take courage, my friend, your redemption is.